It's an evolving situation. It's in a state of flux. No one really knows what will happen next. But I think it's good that China and America did have good conversations recently, and they have at least helped to bring down the temperature around the trade dispute and conflict and found a way to move forward. What will be the next steps? No one really knows. But we hope that there will continue to be dialogue, constructive engagements, and both sides can find a way forward. Certainly for us, Singapore and ASEAN member states, we too have been engaging America. The dialogues and the engagements have been continuing, and we certainly hope that in due course, when America announces the reciprocal tariffs on other countries, the tariffs on ASEAN countries will come down, at least hopefully closer to 10%, if not 10%. And I think that would be a big help for many ASEAN countries. But remember, even at 10%, that tariff rate is still three times higher than what the tariff used to be. So we have to be realistic. We are going to be in a world where barriers are higher, and we will have to find ways to navigate around this new environment. The question was also about how China will navigate or respond to this new environment. And I just say make a more general point. In this sort of current landscape of geopolitical contest and rivalry, there has been more and more attempts by countries to weaponize economic interdependencies and identify potential choke points as leverage, all in the name of security and resilience. But sometimes, the more one country does this, the more others, it incentivizes others to find alternative solutions and sources. And there will always be alternatives, be it high-end semiconductor chips or rare earth materials. There will always be alternatives. So what may appear to be leveraged today may very well disappear, or the leverage will be minimized down the road. And I think this dynamic is playing out even today. So whatever the restrictions or controls may be imposed on China, I'm quite sure China will find a way, navigate its way around them. China will redouble its efforts, as it is already doing, to develop its own indigenous technology, strengthen its R&D base, which is happening, and emerge more resilient from this process, and we see that happening. A few years ago, there was discussion and debate about the property market challenges that China faced. I think now, today, the situation has much improved, not completely over, but certainly in a more stable position. Economy is continuing to do well, and you can see deliberate efforts to raise and boost consumption as well to rebalance the economy. And if you look at China's economy, you have to remember there's still a very large proportion of the workforce that's still in the rural and agriculture sector, which means there is still tremendous opportunities ahead for them to urbanize, modernize, and lift up hundreds and millions of people in their population. So I think over the longer term, there are still many opportunities for China to develop and grow and proceed along in its modernization journey.